hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Good afternoon to everyone. I'm here again. This is Adrian Krieg. I'm standing in for John Stadmiller, the big guy, and I'm going to try to fill his shoes. I know I can't do too good, but I'm going to do the best I can. Get ready for a real anti-government tirade, because I'm in rare form today. Mr. Obama appointed another czar today. We now have about 15 czars. This is the Great Lakes Czar. I have no idea what this guy is going to do, because the Great Lakes, which used to be very polluted when I lived in Chicago 25 years ago, is now pretty clean. So I have no idea what this Great Lakes Czar is going to do. But he's like all the other czars. They're not accountable to anyone. We have car czars who have never, ever produced a car, never worked in a company that had to make a profit, never had to meet a payroll. As a matter of fact, all the czars fit that classification. I don't know. In about 8 days, California is going to go belly up. I don't know if you've heard that, but they're going to go about belly up in 8 days, and Barney Frank is trying to draw up legislation to bail California out. If they bail out California, they'll have to bail out Florida. If they bail out Florida and California, they'll have to bail out all the states. They don't have any money to bail out anybody with, but they're going to do it. I don't know. We will have states that will become fiefdoms of the federal government. Hey, let me tell you about the latest deal. I just wrote an article. BS from GM, or in kinder, gentler words, baloney from government, Motors, and Obama. I have to tell you, this whole GM deal really has me confused. I'm just amazed at what's gone on here. GM's going to shut down 2,000 dealerships, resulting in about 100,000 job losses. But let's look at the money, because the money is really where everything's at. Up to now, we've given General Motors about $17.9 billion. Now, you don't need a calculator, because I'm going to give you all the numbers, and then I'm going to give you a synopsis of what's going on here. General Motors has a staggering debt of $172 billion. They list their total assets at $58 billion, which is very dubious, because most of those are plants, and those plants are not sellable to anybody. Nobody needs them and nobody wants them. So I don't know how much of that $58 billion is even realistic, but let's take it at that. Obama's also told us we're going to give General Motors another $30 billion. General Motors is going to close 14 plants and 3 service parts warehouses. They're going to lay off 22% of the salaried workforce and 30% of the executive workforce. Total job losses in the next 17 months will exceed 34,000 blue-collar jobs and 7,000 executive jobs. But then they tell us that General Motors employment will be under 60,000. Well, 2 years ago it was 120,000. So already the job loss numbers don't count up at all. It looks to me like they're going to lay off, if you start at the beginning, over 60,000 people. We'll continue after the break, because that's when the real... It's gonna hit the fan.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, we're back. You heard all the numbers before, now let's add them together. If GM actually has an outstanding debt of $172 billion and assets of $58 billion, they're $114 billion in a hole. How is Obama giving them $30 billion going to get them out of the hole? They're still going to be $84 billion short. Sounds to me like another AIG in the happening. As of this date, you, the taxpayers, own 60% of General Motors stock. About 20% is the province of Ontario and Canada and the Canadian government. The poor suckers, the poor, poor suckers that had been financing General Motors are getting 27 cents on the dollar for their secured loan instruments. The amount of jobs that this is going to lose over the next 15 months will be between 15 and 20,000 jobs a month added onto the already over $500,000 a month job losses that we're running at this time. But I figured it all out. It's now Government Motors, so they're using the same accounting method as the accountants in Congress. Huh, we fixed that problem, didn't we? I want to ask you to call in if you have an opportunity, but now I'm going to give you a little message from A to Z Publications, which is my company that publishes my books. We specialize in 20th century and revisionist history. Our focus is on economics and conspiracy that controls society. For the latter half of the 20th century, we examined a world environmental movement and how it impacts on society and economics. We have detailed the propaganda as is produced by the Travestock Institute through the production of Newspeak and how political systems use it to control society. We've published a book called The American Newspeak Dictionary that relates to that. In our published book, Valet, the Illuminati and Its Plans for the Future, we show how communism, Zionism, and socialism are intertwined under the parasitic Illuminist movement. In our book, July 4th, 2016, The Last Independence Day, we demonstrate how fiat species paper money is used to loot the middle class. In our book, Our Political Systems, we explain how the political system works and who controls it and how they control it. In Money, a Primer, we explain money, its use, its deleterious effect on our society due to the Illuminist manipulation. In Before Departing, a Few Words, we have a compendium of over 200 published essays and articles. It's 775 pages. Articles dealing with science, economics, politics, government, etc. The New World Order, education, foreign policy, and media, religion, race, and the Middle East, war, and Zionism. In our latest book, The American Dream Slant Nightmare, The Obama Plan, we show you how the implementation of Illuminist philosophy is going to destroy America. You know, I just heard a comment yesterday. Oh, by the way, you might want to access some of that information on our website. It's A2Z Publications.com. That's A, the number 2, Z like Zulu, Publications.com. Or if you want to order any of our books, you can go through 800-431-1579. I was just about to mention the situation that's going on here in this country, how bad it is, and people really don't seem to get it. Did you know that one out of every $6 that the government collects is now going in some form of welfare, some kind of social welfare system, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, food stamps, WIC programs, school aid, health care benefits? One out of every $6. That's astronomical. While we're at it, I thought I'd talk a little bit about Sotomayor. You know, we had a previous Supreme Court Justice, David Souter. He's been a disaster as a Supreme Court Justice. All we can add is good riddance. Remember the case in New London, Connecticut? The case number, if anybody wants to look it up, was U.S. 545 in 2005. The decision allowed a city, New London, Connecticut, through eminent domain to steal private property by forced sale and then sell that property at a loss to a developer for the sole reason of increasing local tax rolls, property tax rolls. If that's not communism, I'd like somebody to explain to me what it is. It seems like communism to me. I don't know about you. Obama intends to the replacement on the bench of Souter based solely on race and gender. This is a disservice to the nation, judges, as everyone should be appointed on ability, not on race or gender. The Obama administration and its toadies all speak the same words of praises for her. All of them seem to ignore the obvious. First of all, over 60% of Sonia Sotomayor's judicial findings in the appellate court have been overturned in the Supreme Court. That tells us a mountain about judicial activism. If you were interviewing a candidate for a position to work for you, and they had, in their previous employment, reached the wrong conclusion 60% of the time, would you hire that person? I wouldn't. And I had a lot of employees. Her blatant racist comments that a Hispanic woman is better qualified than a white male tells us a lot about the sort of parameters she will be applying in her future decisions. An overview of attorneys' comments that argued cases before her in the appellate court is almost universally negative. They claim her to be bad-tempered, abrupt, unwilling to listen, difficult to deal with, opinionated, and judgmental before the fact. Her last judicial case in the appellate court was the New Haven, Connecticut fireman case, against whom she ruled. It will most certainly be overturned by the Supreme Court. Her ruling was that over a dozen white men and one Hispanic man who had passed a New Haven fireman's exam, officer's exam, could not be promoted on the grounds that all the black men who took the test failed it. The city of New Haven admitted that there was absolutely no racial bias in the exam, as did both sides of the case. A quote by Justice Sotomayor: "The Court of Appeals is where policy is made." This reflects a total misunderstanding of the Constitution. Constitutionally, the judicial branch of government is strictly forbidden from making policy. In her defense, Obama's White House spokesman said, "She's the best choice to protect our living Constitution, which is a code word for a Constitution interpreted not on based on constitutional text, but on personal interpretation of the facts." That she is divorced will never even be mentioned by anyone. Her previous husband, Chicago attorney Kevin Noonan, has been strangely silent about her nomination. Just prior to being nominated for the appellate court, she got a fiancé. His name was Peter White. She managed to turn him up just before the confirmation. Right after she was confirmed, he disappeared from sight. If anybody thinks those are the necessary qualifications for a Supreme Court justice, please call in and explain those to us. This is not good. This is very, very bad. I don't know what to say in addition, but I think that the media, which is decidedly on the left of this issue, is pandering Sotomayor. They're telling us that she's wonderful when in fact she's apparently not the right person for the job. We have been told that it's politically incorrect to oppose her because she's the first Hispanic in the court. That's another lie. There was a Hispanic, a Supreme Court justice, many years ago, so that she is not the first Hispanic. Besides that, race, color, or anything else should not be a qualifications for any job or any position in this country. Affirmative action is racist and wrong and should not be considered. We'll be right back after the break.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the Total Transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less, and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Back again. I wanted to ask the listeners if they would do me a great favor. We have been updating our site. It's A to Z publication.com. That's a small a, number two, Z, like Zulu, publications.com. And we've been updating it for about the last month, and it's getting better. But I'd love to have some people call me and, you know, make some suggestions. Or probably the easiest way, if you click on contact on the front page, my email address pops up. And what you could do is send me a note and say what might further improve the site. Some of the things we're adding is new reports. We're adding current content, monthly commentaries. All sorts of stuff to make the site more interesting. And on the very front, we have the gross national debt. And a little counter, the last six digits of which are spinning so fast that you can barely see them. And I took my stopwatch and I clicked on it, and I found out that the government is spending $1 million every 10 seconds. I mean, you know, they're crazy in Washington. They're absolutely nuts. I don't know. You know, I've lived all over the world. I've lived in Germany and Italy and Switzerland. I've traveled to over 150 countries all over. I don't know any place where people would put up what Americans put up with from their government. The Senate is nothing but a bunch of lying, cheating millionaires. Go to your TV, turn on C-SPAN. I think it's C-SPAN 2 that the Senate is on. Every time you turn it on, they're playing nice music and nobody's doing anything. I don't know. Maybe they go out to lunch for a few hours every day, but it's unbelievable. So anyway, if you have a chance, go to my site, A2Z Publications.com, with the number 2, A2Z Publications. Take a look, go through the whole site, and if you have any suggestions, please let us have them so that we can, you know, make it a better site, which is our plan. My plan is to sell books, and my new book that's coming out, I'm telling you, it's a blockbuster. It's called The American Dream / Nightmare, Obama's Plan. It's the first book you'll find on the page listing. It's about 250 pages. It's $25. It will be out, my guess would be, in about another 8 or 9 days. I just, 2 days ago, finished the index. Boy, I want to tell you, don't ever take a job to index a book. It is a nightmare. It took me 20 hours, 20 straight hours to do the index. That's a lot of work, believe me, and it's not pleasant work. You've got to go through every page and pull out every name of individual or important issues and then index them with the page number, you know, and then draw up a list, and it's awful. Anyway, Obama's, you know, it's Obama's plan, and there's actually outlines to tell you exactly what the plan is and what they're going to do. And personally, I don't want any part of it. So since we're on that subject, I made up a little list here just a few minutes ago that we might go over. And these are, I call these the FUPA list. It's pardon me. I simply was unaware of that. And that's our president. You know, I didn't know. And so let me give you the list that I've drawn together. That the minister of my church for over 20 years who baptized my two daughters was a racist. That my wife got a $197,000 pay increase from UC Medical after I got them a $1 million grant. That my good friend with whom I shared an office for 2 years was a domestic terrorist. That my aunt was an illegal immigrant living in public housing in Boston. That I took a political contribution from AIG for $107,332 after we bailed them out with taxpayers' funds. That my nominee for Secretary of Commerce was under investigation for bribery. That my nominee for HSS, Treasury, Trade Representative, and Chief Performance Officer were all tax cheats. I'm telling you, this list goes on and on, so we better go for a break and then continue.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Hello there, we're back. And rather than my continuing with this, I was simply unaware, we have a caller, and I thought we might do him the honor of putting him on the air so he doesn't have to wait. Dave, are you there?
Yeah, hey, Adrian, how are you, buddy?
Good, how are you?
It's wonderful. I'm so glad you're hosting today. This is you do an outstanding job. You have a great voice for radio. It's a shame to let it go to waste. But, concerning Sotomayor, the media keeps on glossing over. They say, well, we shouldn't judge her on the comments she made. You know, I think it was a whatever university about making better decisions than just a stupid old white man. But they keep glossing over the fact, though, of the New Haven, Connecticut firefighters' decision.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, Dave, and they're glossing over that because I would bet $20 with anybody that the Supreme Court is going to reverse that decision because the decision is basically wrong. I mean, it's a wrong decision.
Yes.
But, you know, look, Dave, if you were an employer and you were going to hire somebody and they came in for a job interview and you said, well, what did you do before? And I said, well, I did essentially the same thing that you want me to do. And And who were you working for? And I was working for the XYZ company. And your interview is finished. And you called the XYZ company. And they said, well, yeah, she was a pretty decent employee, but she did make some mistakes. And, well, could you tell us about, well, 60% of the things that she did turned out to be wrong.
Yeah.
Would you hire that person? I mean, this is craziness.
Exactly. It gets to the meat of the whole situation in that the decisions themselves, you know, I read what you wrote about her, the attachment, and, yeah, it makes the lawyers, she, you know, that had to go up in front of her for, you know, mentioning how, God, she was just nasty and mean and everything in this law review or whatever. You know, so yeah, and
well,
you know,
I think the most telling thing is that several of the lawyers who post their comments through a third source,
really?
And they don't have to provide their names, or their names is removed from the comments, so that, because otherwise, I mean, if they went before or again and they made a nasty comment, you know, they lose the case. So anyway, it's done that way, and the most telling thing is when they said that she was judgmental and that she had reached a decision on the issue before the case was tried. And that is exactly what a judge should never do.
Isn't that the dictionary term for prejudice?
Exactly. Yeah.
And,
exactly.
And on top of that, too, Adrian, is the woman is a member of La Raza, the race. Now, how many guys that are in the Klan do you know that would even be on the bench? Really, the tan Klan. You know,
well, La Raza is a very, La Raza, you know, translates into the race.
Exactly, yeah.
And it is a very racist organization. I was not aware. I had heard that she was a member, but I you know. But
you've heard the plan,
I mean,
of saying
if she
Diego.
Is, that's absolutely, that should be the absolutely dismissal, you know.
Absolutely.
If anybody who belongs to an organization like that should not be on the Supreme Court.
Oh, no. And we got a communist system going on, so they're trying to go full force with it. I guess they got the red tribunals we're going to be looking at or something. But.
Did you hear Chavez yesterday?
I missed it. No, I missed it.
The president of Venezuela.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Comment, you know, that he was being interviewed and he was commenting, and he said, well, he says, Castro and I have to be very careful to guard our mantle of socialism, because the rate Obama's commonizing America, he says, we're going to be the conservatives next year.
Actually, I seen a headline. I didn't read the article, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not quoting verbatim, but essentially that's what he said, and he's absolutely right.
Oh, yeah.
We have nationalized General Motors. We've nationalized AIG.
Mm-hmm.
We have about 50 banks. People are not aware of this. We have about 50 banks that are completely bankrupt. And
right.
What the government did is they allowed them to change their bookkeeping method, and they allowed them to remove all bad debt from their books. And that's why these banks are still operating. If their books were honest, the way any other business has to keep books, these companies, Citibank, J.P. Morgan, Chase, all of them, they'd be belly up in the river.
That's the thing. You know, these guys can get by with this because they staff. I mean, Tim Geithner, the head of the Reserve Bank in New York before he got the job. Oh, did you hear about that? He went to China. And was speaking before some students there about China trusts the United States bonds or treasuries or something like that. They started laughing at him.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is a joke. It's a practical joke. You know, I mean, how could anybody seriously consider, you know, placing more money into U.S. Treasury notes? They're backed by nothing. There's no asset, you know. They stopped reporting on the M3 money supply almost 2 years ago, so nobody knows how much paper they're printing.
That's
never
right.
Mind what the North Koreans are printing up in $100 bills. I understand their presses run faster than ours.
Well, I'm wondering if the Chinese aren't going to want to collect on their debt at some point, physical assets. Well,
sure they will. What will happen, I think, you know, there's an interrelationship at the moment, okay? The Chinese don't want their economy to slow anymore. So what they're doing is they're buying our debt so that we'll buy product from them. But eventually, this is going to reach a point where they're going to say, wait a minute, we're holding trillions upon trillions of paper that's worthless.
Yeah.
So what they will do, and I suspect that's what they're doing already, based on the price of gold and silver, they are gradually taking notes that they own and purchasing gold and silver and probably oil and other raw materials all over the world.
I've seen reports where they're buying a lot of gold.
They're buying a lot of raw materials. I know that everywhere. I think what they're doing is, which is extremely clever, they're converting our debt into raw materials, which as the dollar declines in value will drastically rise, and which they will be able to sell at a huge profit.
That makes good sense. Exactly. They're not.
Okay.
They're doing that. Adrian, you're doing a wonderful job. Thank you so much for hosting today. And
thank you. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks for the call. Yes, sir.
Keep well. Okay, now we're going to continue there with things that our president was unaware of. He was unaware that his EPA nominee was under investigation for mismanaging $25 million of EPA grants. That the top 18 bailout recipients after the inauguration had received $211 billion and paid out to Democrat congressmen over $25 million in payola. Gee, that's a lot of money, isn't it? He was unaware that the American Legion at the inauguration sponsored a Medal of Honor ball that every president since Eisenhower had gone to. He didn't want to go. He didn't go. Yeah. He was unaware that that Tom Daschle, who he had appointed to a cabinet position, had neglected to pay $128,000 in federal income taxes. He was unaware that Mark Gitelstein, his number two appointee to the Pentagon, had been a lobbyist for Boeing and General Dynamics, the two largest military defense contractors. He didn't know that Leon Panetta, whom he appointed as CIA director, had absolutely no experience in intelligence. He didn't know that Rahm Emanuel's father lives in Israel and was a lifelong member of the terrorist organization Irgun. He didn't know that David Axelrod, who's a personal friend of his, that Axelrod's mother was an editorial writer for PM Magazine, which was the premier communist publication in the 1940s. He didn't know that his good friend Amy Duncan, who appointed as Secretary of Education, ran the Chicago School District, which happens to be the worst school districts in North America. He didn't know that increasing the Afghan troop deployment by 21,000 had him deploying more troops overseas than George Bush ever did. And George Bush deployed too many troops, so, you know, we won't even go into that. He didn't know that in the first 100 days in office, he spent four times as more money than George Bush did in 4 years. He didn't know that he didn't remember that he promised to renegotiate NAFTA. He didn't know that David Ogden, who he appointed as number two at the Justice Department, is commonly known in the legal profession as the porn defender. He didn't know that extending the Iraqi occupation by 19 months increased the military commitment in Iraq. He didn't know that he passed $150,000 in his budget for La Raza. He didn't know that he had put in his budget $1,181,000 for Acorn, who's under indictment for in 12 states for voter fraud on his behalf. He didn't understand that disarming licensed qualified airplane pilots would increase the possibility of hijackings. Can we go on? I mean, this is, I got another page of this stuff. I can't go on. It makes me sick. It turns my stomach. It's really, really upsetting that the media, which is, I mean, they are so kowtowing to this guy. They're refusing to report anything that's going on. They're sidelining issues. It's absolutely mind-boggling what's going on. You know, I don't know if you were aware of this. AIG received a lot of money. We're, I think, somewhere in the, I don't know, in the billions anyway. AIG, after it started to get money from the government, continued, you know, with all the little things like the golf trips to Scotland, the health care trips to California, and, you know, they, which is all small potatoes. Let me tell you what they really did. They paid off Democrats in the House and the Senate to the tune of over $25 million in payola. Some of the biggest recipients were Barack Obama with $107,000, Joe Biden with $41,000, Chris Dodd, well, you know, Chris Dodd. I used to live in Connecticut. They call him Chris Dodd up there. Chris Dodd got $280,000, more than anybody else. You know, he's on the Senate Banking Committee. Oh, so that figures, doesn't it? Chuck Schumer's in that committee, too. He got $111,000. And John McCain, that wonderful Republican, he got $99,000. Oh, Joe Lieberman, he's the conscience of the Senate. He got $57,900. It goes on. Charlie Rangel, you remember Charlie Rangel. He's the congressman from Harlem. He's the guy who had, he had neglected to pay some of his taxes. And there was a little house that somebody bought him, I think. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, Charlie didn't pay $53,000. He got $53,582 from AIG. Doesn't it make you feel good all over to know all these wonderful people got all this money, which AIG paid them after they got bailed out? My idea would be the AIG bonus retrieval plan is to have all these gonifs that we elected to public office give that money back to AIG, and maybe they could work off of that instead of the horrendous tax losses we're getting at work. I don't know. Think about this. Now, these are your tax dollars at work. Huh. This is interesting. Citigroup got $45 million of our money. Their fourth quarter lobbying expense in 2008 was $1,280,000. In other words, that's not bad. I mean, they paid about 1%, under 1%. For the $45 billion. AIG got $40 billion. They paid $380,000. J.P. Morgan got $25 billion. They paid $147,000. Wells Fargo got $25 billion. They paid $580,000. Bank of America got $25 billion. They paid $820,000. Now, here comes a good one. You're going to like this one. Remember when we talked about GM at the beginning of the hour? GM got, in the last month of 2008, got $10.4 billion. They paid payola to lobbyists for $3,320,000. But that's hardly all. GMAC LLC, that's the finance company that belongs to General Motors, got $5 billion. They also kicked in $1,540,000 for payola. Goldman Sachs, you remember them, they got $10 billion. They paid out $500,000. Morgan Stanley, $10,500,000. PNC Financial, $7.6 billion, $70,000. UC Bancorp, $6.6 billion, $160,000. Chrysler Holding, hey, did they go belly up? But they got $4 billion in the last quarter of 08. Oh, well, maybe that's because they paid $1,176,689 in payola to politicians. Isn't this wonderful information? We're going for another break.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. Survivalistseeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Well, we're back again, and I want to tell you some exciting news. We have a call from the state of bankruptcy. Dave from San Francisco. I used to live in San Francisco, Dave. I lived in San Leandro.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. How's the state doing? Is there anything left of it?
Oh, sure, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you know it, but let's see. California in the list of the world's economies, California bounces around between the fifth and the eighth largest. So I think we're behind, you know, the United States comes in first, and then it's like England and Italy and a few others. And then, you know, we come down as one of the most, in fact, we're certainly ahead of New York as a as an economic power. So as much as we might complain, you know, we're still far fatter than others. And, you know, as a matter of fact, Arnold, as you may be well aware, Arnold is as big a phony as you can get. And he threw away a lot of opportunities to not just save money, but to create jobs and to create a what would be called a sustainable economy. As you probably know, I think that there are only two shoe manufacturers in America left, and most of those, I think it's Red Wing Boots and is it White Boots? You know,
yeah.
So those are both really essentially specialty boot shops. And, you know, essentially how could a continent from sea to shining sea not make shoes anymore? So the idea that...
But, you know, I agree with you that about our friend.
I can barely hear you.
But I have
there.
To tell you, the situation in Sacramento is a practical joke. I mean, you have legislatures that can't see, they're not discordant, they're dysfunctional.
Well,
you there?
Yeah, I am. And I, you know what's the odd part about it? I've never listened to your position on GATT and NAFTA, but I would hope that you're opposed to it. Because,
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, it was a bait and switch sort of arrangement. You know, the principle that we were going to make, you know, instead of the United States having 50 states, we were going to add Canada and the United States, and then we'd be even a bigger country, so to speak, that would have a lot more trade, and we wouldn't have barriers at, you know, Canada and Mexico, and so prosperity would spread into Mexico and Canada, and with that prosperity, then everybody'd be able to, you know, to get a piece of the action. Well,
I'll tell you what, Dave.
Two days after NAFTA got signed, they froze the minimum wage in Mexico. So they locked them out, and they forced them to come up here. And
Dave,
if they would just lift the minimum wage in Mexico, then all of a sudden things would get back to normal. So, you know, California is a big part of not lobbying for the raise of the minimum wage in Mexico.
Dave, let me tell you this. I was a member of the Connecticut and Rhode Island DEC, that's the District Export Council, which used to be an advisory organization to the U.S. Department of Commerce on Foreign Trade and Policy. If I do another show sometime in the near future on RBN, I will do a full-hour show on NAFTA. Because I was in it from the very beginning, and I was opposed to it from day one. Our time is up, and I've got to go. It's been a pleasure having everybody on and listening. And please do call me or write me on our site, A-to-Z-Publications.com, and tell me how we might improve it. A, number two, Z like Zulu, Publications.com. Thanks a lot. And keep well. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back. With recent